This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Yemi Mobolade is officially the mayor of Colorado Springs. At a swearing-in ceremony Tuesday, Mobolade laid out his plans.
You told me you wanted safer neighborhoods and a fully staffed and well-trained police department and innovative solutions to end homelessness. It's time to go to work.
Meanwhile, Denver elected former Colorado State Senator Mike Johnston as its next mayor, CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
Johnston ran as an establishment candidate, but was able to consolidate progressive support in the runoff against former Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Bruff. That included endorsements from multiple former rivals Johnston beat in April's crowded general election.
In Denver, we have the drive to dream something different, which is to believe we can build a different kind of city. We can build a city that is big enough to keep all of us safe, to house all of us, to support all of us. That is our dream of Denver.
Johnston won by 8 points and will take office in July from term-limited Mayor Michael Hancock, who has served for 12 years. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
One man is dead and a Denver police officer is hospitalized after a shooting near downtown Denver. The suspect exited a hotel and fired a gun at a parked officer, according to police. The two exchanged gunfire and the suspect was pronounced dead at the hospital. It's CPR News.